Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome back to Beauty News.
Welcome.
This is the 15th of March edition. In these videos, we talk about new release and pre-release makeup items. And we also update you on things that we've talked about previously. So
yes.
This is all the stuff that's come out
in the past week.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's start with updates. So once, like Hayley said, these are things we've spoken about before, but we're giving you an update on. All right, the first thing we've seen is Juvia's Place. So they talked about bringing out foundations, and we've seen sort of black and white swatches, and we've got some more information that's going to be foundations, concealers, and loose powders.
Yeah.
So it looks like there's 20 shades.
I think these were actually the concealers.
Okay.
I did see something in the group where someone had mentioned that people were upset about the black and white swatches, and Juvia's Place responded by saying, sorry about the black and white swatches of our concealers, but we do this to protect ourselves because people
try to copy
stuff. So,
but maybe don't show things so early, though, that it gives them time to copy your product.
Yep, I think that's fair.
Show us
when it's ready to be released.
Like, there are so many brands that have large shade ranges. You're not that original. Like, it's great.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that it's not like, oh, can you guess what the dark color is? Is it purple? Is it red? No,
yeah.
It's dark skin toned.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit of an interesting, I'm trying to find it, but of course, Facebook doesn't want to load past Super Beauty on Beauty Bay. Yeah, good job. Good job, Facebook.
But Super Beauty's on Beauty Bay. There we go, done.
Yeah, I feel like you're not showing like packaging or anything like that.
Ingredients.
Yeah, these are swatches, so
yeah.
I don't know, but.
Yeah. Anyway, this is also new, but I thought we'll just smash it out while we're here. We've also seen another black and white sneak peek. This is their Warrior 3 palette.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Excellent. Kat Von D.
Yeah.
So we did see some colourful individual eyeshadows, and now we are seeing what that was all about. It is the Vegan Love palette.
It's available now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's already out.
You know what I found really funny?
What?
The first image that I saw of swatches.
Yes.
Was this.
Yes.
Which looks great, by the way. And then I saw the brand.
Correct.
Swatches.
Yeah, very, very different.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, it does show that you can make any eyeshadow look good, but you can also make any eyeshadow look bad.
Yeah.
And I feel like it really depends on. And this is where I think sometimes when you follow a particular account or YouTuber, you have to know how they swatch.
Yeah, you do.
So, you know, sometimes people, like, this could be brush swatches on bare skin.
It could be. I don't know.
You know, we don't know that.
If
you use finger swatches, they're always a little bit more bold. If you use a primer, they're more bold on top of that. So it really depends on how it goes. So I'm not going to say that this is correct and the brand's images are wrong, because from swatching Kat Von D in the past, I know her eyeshadows aren't the best in the world by any means. They're pretty mid-range, but you can get some decent pigmentation out of them.
You can always build them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's probably somewhere in between.
Yeah.
But I did want to mention that these are 10 ultra bold shades. They're all shimmery.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you get 20% of every palette sold benefits Mercy for Animals. So it's the charitable donations are available in the US, Canada, and Australia.
Yeah.
A few people, I think, in response to this, and I don't know if it's just because people are a bit shitty at Kat Von D these days, but they're kind of saying that they're getting sick of these forced charity things, which I see both sides, but they're kind of saying, why don't you just let me donate to who I want to donate to? And buy makeup at a cheaper cost, which I get both sides. But I think that might be a knee-jerk reaction to so many brands bringing out the, oh, we're charging you an arm and a leg, but don't worry, it's going to charity. And they're like, well, that's not a charity I support. Or if I'm going to support a charity, I want it to go to my money to go to this one. So I think,
which
I don't
is
know.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, this is $43.
Mm.
There we go.
I think something that's interesting about the forced donations is that the company can use that as a tax deduction,
but you can't.
So I respect where people are coming from on that. And
if you bought a pallet, say 20% off that, you could then choose to donate your money to a registered charity in your country and then use it as a tax deduction if you keep the receipt. So in reality, it's doing a disservice to you, even though they're probably getting more people to donate.
Yeah.
But the company is effectively getting the benefit, the tax benefit. So I understand that. Yeah. I understand that. All right. The next update, and this is good though, because last episode, a lot of people were quite interested in this Mac L Seed highlighter.
Mm.
Now, what we didn't actually mention in that video was that the image we got from an Instagram account, when we went back to check it, because I took a screenshot when I saw it, it had been taken down. So I feel like Mac, and they have done this in the past where they go and they say, can you take that down? It shouldn't have been shown. So we were a little bit like, should we edit that out? I don't know. And we decided, fuck it, we're going to put it in.
Yeah.
But we've now seen more, which is great. And these are actually from the Mac website.
And Mac didn't tell us off, by the way.
No. we didn't post on Instagram.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
They tell people off on Instagram or they do on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it's harder to get YouTube to take things down. So
yeah.
I love you, YouTube. Thanks for being my friend. But we've seen, so this is from the official Mac website, Instagram account, and also the official Mac Cosmetics Middle East account as well. So we've seen that this is coming soon. It's official, and it's a full collection that's got an eyeshadow palette, 4 lipsticks, possibly a brush set, which you might get in a makeup bag, and the highlighter. That's sort of what I think it is. So it's one of those little capsule limited edition collections.
Yeah.
So this is cool. I think the colors are interesting.
Mm.
It almost looks like a paint palette.
Yeah, I think the palette is different.
Do you know what it is though? I feel like this is sort of, you got the wearable neutrals, you got the warm tones that are sort of have been popular over the last couple of years and are sort of dying off a little bit. And then you got pops of like primary sort of blue and like a really sort of,
it's like yellow, Barbie orange, pink red, blue.
But I feel like what this is, it's interesting because it's almost like a perspective of an artist, not a makeup enthusiast or makeup artist. So I think it's sort of what we've seen before, but a little bit different, which is kind of cool.
I really like this collection. I feel like it's quite different to anything we've seen come from Mac for a few years now.
Yeah.
And
in this image, it looks even more different. It looks like there's more pinks. Yeah. Like the marketing photo, one looks like there's a red and a pink, and then the next one looks like there's a dark pink and a pink.
Yeah.
This is one of those palettes where it looks different in all different images.
It's you're not going to know what it looks like until you actually see it in person. But there is also a Viva Glam lipstick, and I don't know. We don't know who it's with.
Yeah, interesting.
I don't know if it's with El Seed.
It's got a 5 on it.
It does. I don't know. How long have they been doing Viva Glam for?
Since the 90s. Yeah. RuPaul was the first one, I think.
Could this be like the 15th anniversary Viva Glam?
So Viva Glam was created in 1994.
Okay.
So maybe 25? Fuck, we're getting old, man. I remember 1994.
Fuck, I wouldn't have picked 25 years.
But that's what I think 15, the 5 would be.
Yeah, 15, I was like, that's possible. Definitely not 25, though.
Whoopsie. 25, so
good look, God.
New Viva Glam coming up for 25 years, probably.
Yeah, that's
it's scary.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Shit.
All right, the next update is the palette that we saw from Tarte. So we saw this being sneak peeked because it was an influencer, I don't know, trip. What do they call them?
Trippin' with Tarte.
Trippin' with Tarte. Trippin' over with Tarte. That's what I'd be doing. But this is the High Tides and Good Vibes eyeshadow palette. And it's available on the Tarte website. Now, we are in Australia, so we can see that it's $55 Australian.
Yeah.
Probably 30-something US dollars.
Yeah.
But I reckon this will be coming out with a bunch of other things as well.
Yeah. I like this palette.
I don't mind it.
I've got to say it. I like it. I really like it. I think this is the first Tarte palette I've liked in a couple of years.
That's fair. I think it's different, which is good, but it still keeps the same sort of basic neutral element if you are worried about colour.
Yeah.
You've got the colour, you've got the neutral, and you've got the glitter, which I particularly like the glitters.
Yeah, I like the glitters.
But this is
too.
Another palette that in every photo it looks different. Like
you look at the
marketing photo and you're like, oh, that's quite muted. And then you see this photo and you're like, did they just turn up the saturation like 50,000 times?
I think they might have,
because that looks completely different. But I'm really interested in the topper shades, like the sparkly topper shades.
Yeah.
But it's a limited edition palette.
Uh-oh,
SpaghettiO. They're the high-impact glitter treasure toppers.
Mm.
So, I don't know, maybe this will be added to your cart. Maybe.
Maybe.
But there will be more coming, but I just wish they released it all at once so it's not, like, staggered.
I'll be waiting to see what else comes because maybe.
Maybe.
Gives me time to think about it as well.
That's true.
All right, let's get into some new stuff. We've got something. This is a boob with a nipple coming from
it
Becca.
Is.
It's called Pearl Glow.
Or a butt with a cyst.
Ooh, prolapse.
Can you tell that I used to work in an emergency department and people used to always be like, I can't sit down, I've got an infected ingrown hair. Happened all the time.
Look, that
happened
is,
all the time.
That would actually be something that would be really uncomfortable.
Yes, it would.
And painful.
And they always had to book them for surgery.
The fact that you have to go in and be like, what's the problem today? Well, I got this thing.
Yes.
Being sick with embarrassing ailments is not easy.
That's fair.
Takes a lot of bravery to tell someone, help me, I got an ingrown hair in my butt.
Yes, but it also takes a really brave
brand
to turn it into a highlighter.
That's fair. Okay, that's a good point. That is a good point. So like I said, this is the Pearl Glow highlighter. It's coming in May. It's going to be exclusive to Becca Travel Retail Locations.
What does that mean? I don't know. We'll find out probably.
We will.
The week before May.
Yeah. I really like the compact.
Yeah, I almost feel like they've done the opposite, whereas the old compacts have this design.
The nipple on the outside.
Have the nipple on the outside, like the shield going on.
Yeah,
so they've sort of swapped it. Like, here's a smooth outside and here's the nipple on the inside.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Look, I don't actually hate the way it
looks. I quite like the colour, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something I possibly check out. Okay, this was big news. It was announced a couple of days after filming last week's episode. We had a few people go, why didn't you talk about this? I try pinning comments, telling people that, you know, we missed these things. But if you want to see updates, our Instagram account has it.
Yeah.
But this was a palette that ColourPop showed, and then it was released straight away. So they were like, it is out now. There was no build up to it, but it is and they did sort of, they gave some impressions that this was coming when they were talking about their last pink palette.
Mm.
They were like, what colours do you want to see next? And everyone was like, green. And they're all like winky faces, you know, in response. So this is not a surprise, but it's the Just My Luck palette. And I think they were releasing it sort of for like St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So it's a 9-pan green palette. There's mattes, there's shimmers. There you go. You see swatches. There you go. But it's actually pretty affordable. So this is $12. So if you wanted to inject some green into your life, this is a very affordable way to do it.
Do an all red palette, just reds.
I agree.
No pinks, no oranges, just different shades of red.
Like neon red,
and different
wine
finishes.
Red,
yep.
Velvet red.
Just the reds, only reds. I'll buy it.
Listen to Hayley. That's not a trendy thing now, but it would
that's
be fucking
a Hayley
rad.
Thing.
That would be fucking rad. If ColourPop knocked on our door and said,
What
do you want to make?
What sort of palette do you want to make?
Yeah.
It'd be a red palette.
See, I would make another green palette, but with greens I actually want, which would be like murky, swampy, khaki kind of greens.
I really like these single colour palettes
I like it as
from ColourPop. I see, like, in the background, they've got some, like, they have one that was, like, blue and brown. They've got a purple one that wasn't completely purple.
Well, the blue and brown one was annoying because when people were asking for a blue, all blue palette, they said, oh, but we've got this palette. You yeah. go, yeah, but no, that doesn't fit with what you're
that's
doing.
That's not what we're talking about. No. It's not what we want.
No, it doesn't quite make. No. Three shades out of nine ain't a blue palette.
It's not a blue palette make.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see them do this with all the colours of the rainbow. Do a yellow one, do a red one, do a blue one, like an actual legit blue. Nine shades of blue, orange, purple. Fuck, do a brown one. Go on, do it. They actually
treat yourself.
Might already have one.
Treat
like
yourself
a pink
with a brown.
One. Like, do the whole rainbow.
Yeah,
do the whole rainbow and then repeat it with different shades. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like light blues versus deep blues.
Exactly.
Navy
like,
palette. Yeah.
There's lots of different blues. There's lots of different greens. You can totally... Just because you have one doesn't mean you can't expand on it.
Yep.
Make a dirty green palette.
Do it
swampy
aqua.
Green. Exactly. Like, they can do it. And at $12 a pop, I have no fucking issue buying the palettes to play with them. Because $12 for a 9-pan palette is a good deal.
I want a cobalt blue.
There you go.
And you know that, I think they call it like blurple?
Yeah, yep. Yeah,
I want a
that's a
about
beautiful
that.
Color too.
It's
yeah,
a fun color.
Yeah, I think they should go
well.
For it. And honestly, I think ColourPop like pressed eyeshadow formula, little bit hit and miss, but totally worth it for the price.
Yeah,
especially if you're like, I just want greens at a good price because I know in 6 months' time I'm going to be obsessed with a different color.
Yeah, that's
this
fair.
Is such a good way to do it rather than paying. How much are those little Huda palettes in Australia?
Too much.
Yeah.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Anyway, we do have more releases from ColourPop. They've mm-hmm. also shown their spring collection. So this is spring-like. Mm-hmm. So this is already launched by the time you're watching this. It's like 14th of March. So in the US, it would have just been a couple of hours ago. But this contains, there's new shades of the Cream Luxe lipsticks, $8 each. So there's 6 new shades. You can see them on the screen. There's the Sweet Talk eyeshadow palette, $18. This is very warm nude and... peach.
Yeah.
It's a peachy palette.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are quite, I think people are coming back around to peach.
Yeah.
It's like peach was cool in 2017. People were like, pish posh, go away in 2018. And then 2019, they're like, I forgot that I own 20 of these. This is cool and new.
I think because this year it's the Living Coral is the Pantone color of the year. So you would be seeing it in a lot of places and maybe, you know,
re-inspires you.
It does. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I actually like this palette. Shame.
Do you know why I think I like this palette?
Yeah.
I think it is a trick. I think it is the holographic packaging that makes the colours look more unique.
Yeah.
I think if that was a white background, you'd be like, this is boring.
And these look sparkly. I want to
rub sparkles on your face.
I do.
But yeah, I do think that almost like because it's got that blue sort of tingy background, it makes it look a little bit more different.
Yeah.
But I think in reality, you'd be like, oh yeah, I've got this.
I do have this.
Yeah. And then there's Super Shock Cheeks in new shades. This is $8 and there are 6 new shades. There's also a You Make Us Blush set.
Mm.
So this is, I don't know how much this is going to be worth, but you get a shit ton of blushes.
Oh my lord. That's
enough.
A lot of blush.
Yeah, by the time you use that up, you know, they'll be dried out and you can't use them.
Yeah.
But split them with friends.
Yeah.
And then there's also new Jelly Much Shadows. These are $8 each and there are 6 new shades. So there's some sort of, you know, once again, sort of peachy pink shades, like a chartreusey old goldy kind of colour, and then some more purpley toned ones. So I think it works with this collection.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that makes this collection look cool are the pops of the cool toned in the packaging and in the jelly match eyeshadows that you make this go, yeah. Oh, this is actually a bit different.
Yeah.
But when you break it down, you're like, oh, it's actually not that different. You want the eyeshadow palette?
I think I do.
You want it all. Actually, like the sparkles do look
they
nice.
They look beautiful. I'm intrigued by this dark shade.
Can I just say, though?
Yeah.
That looks like that's been swatched
been
about 14 times.
So much.
And you can tell because it looks bleeding on the sides.
I reckon it's actually been applied wet at
yeah,
one stage.
I think that's quite deceptive.
But yeah, these sparkly shades, they look very pretty. I don't think I've... Like, is that a pressed glitter formula from them that I'm not aware of? I don't know, but... Yeah, it is.
New pressed glitter formula. See, I want a whole palette of just that.
So do I.
Mm. All right, the next thing from ColourPop. This is a early sneak peek, but a lot of people are really interested. So this was actually shown in an upcoming Ulta sort of catalog. So this is Disney Villains ColourPop collection. So the image on the screen is edited by ColourPop Cult, which is an Instagram account. So down the bottom where you see the Disney villains, that's not what the images are going to look like.
This is
just a representation of what the villains are. But this is a collection, and you can see a palette here called Misunderstood. You can also see in the images, it looks like they're going for a neon design of the, like a artist's interpretation of the villains. But there's going to be Disney Villains Collection Set, $25 each, includes Super Shock Highlighter Compact, Luxe Lipstick, and Ultra Glossy Lip. So available in 6 shades. And then there's a Disney Villains Misunderstood Eyeshadow Palette, $22. So there's going to be a palette, and then similar to what they did with the Disney Princesses, there's going to be little capsule trio packs, highlighter, lipstick, and lip gloss, or whatever it is, to represent each villain.
I wish I got that stupid Disney Princess palette now.
Damn it.
Because now I want this one.
Yeah,
and they can be twinsies and fight it out.
Yeah, this is coming in spring, but this is the first we've seen of it. So, yeah, we'll see more. But a lot of people are quite digging this colour combo. I think it represents the villains pretty well.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think the villains will have more fun colours than the princesses.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it makes sense. The princesses are very... princessy.
Yeah.
And the villains are very bold, and they always...
green and purple.
Absolutely. Black. And that's because they have to come across quite harsh in comparison to
correct.
The other characters.
Yeah.
So I like it. I like it.
A lot of people
well
like
done.
It.
Okay. Dose of Colours. Minnie Mouse.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a collection here. This is coming 18th. Of March.
Yes. So they did the Mickey Mouse collection last year, and this is very reminiscent of it.
Mm.
So they've got a similar design palette. So there's 6 eyeshadows and a blush. There's 3 what looks like lip products and 3 what looks like glitter eyeliners, glitter eyeshadows, some liquidy product. We're not too sure yet what it is. But the video on the screen shows a red eyeshadow, which I'm totally digging.
Oh my god.
It looks so beautiful. It looks so beautiful.
I'm one of those weird people where when I discovered red eyeshadow, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago, I've never stopped loving it.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
I always just want more and more. I'm like, give it to me.
Yeah. But I think I'm more inspired by this than I was with the Mickey collection.
I agree. I actually like this.
Yeah. So, there we go.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's interesting. I want to know what the lip products look like.
Yeah.
But I like the palette. Do I need the palette? Probs not.
No.
But I do really like the look they created with it.
I like these, like, cool tone, sparkly thing. I think I'm going to buy something.
Mindful makeup purchases from Hayley O'Neill.
I don't even care about Minnie Mouse.
No.
But I actually like the palette, too.
I think it's cute.
Is that a black eyeshadow? I don't want
to. I think it's black, yeah. All right, the next thing is very interesting.
Oh.
All right, It's sparked some discussion online, that is for sure. So Nikita Dragon has announced a makeup brand called Dragon Beauty. Mm. And she revealed it with this, what a lot of people are referring to as hentai. Hentai-esque advertising. Yeah, it is weird. Look, the artist, I think, is a good artist. This
reminds me, at the start, where the tail's, like, coming out of the water, it reminds me of Predator. And I just, from then on, it loses me, because I'm like, this lip gloss is going to enter through my throat and then burst out my chest and kill
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's weird. A lot of people are saying, this is not selling me anything.
Yeah,
I understand. Who is this targeted towards? And I think that they're very valid.
Yeah.
But I also feel like I don't necessarily know much about Nikita Dragon myself, no. Besides who she is.
Yeah.
But I feel like if this is representative of her, then people that dig her, like, sometimes it's good to carve out a niche rather than focusing on the masses.
Yeah.
If this is what she wants to represent a brand, then yeah. That's her decision. Yeah,
it's fair.
But more information about this is being revealed as we speak. So there'll probably be more information on the screen. And if there's any updates, we'll put text on the screen. But launch details, as far as I've seen, 25th of March. And this is not... I thought it was a lip kit.
Right.
I saw this and I thought, oh, another fucking lip kit. Here we go.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not. So it is Skin Perfecting Potion, $25. Mm. So it's a customizable color corrector. And then there's a transformation face powder, $35. And then, or you can buy the kit, so the egg, which has the powder and this skin perfecting potion thing, for $55.
And then you can get a blinged out version of the egg for $105.
Yeah, so...
That's interesting.
It is. It's very different.
How is a customizable color?
Corrector. I don't know. Like, I have to give her props that it's different.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's nice to see something different for once.
Mm. From Fenty, we have some new matchsticks. So these are mini matchsticks and they're selling them as a set. So they've got 5 of the original shades and 7 brand new, never before seen shades. So these are shimmer sticks for your face, eyes, whatever.
Yeah, multi-purpose. Yeah. Sort of, yeah.
So there you go. That's things that you can buy from Fenty.
Exciting. Mm. Very exciting. Well, at least they're giving them in minis now. Like they had them in the full size over Christmas in a vault.
Yeah.
And it's like, who's going to use all that? So
that's a lot.
Minis are a bit better in this regard.
That's a lot.
All right. This is... Look, I'm going to say this brand name annoys me a little bit. So, Glam Light. I think this is... If someone said to me, what do you think Glam Light is? I'd say it's like a diet tea brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
or a makeup mirror.
Yeah, Glam Light. Yeah. It doesn't sound like it's a makeup brand. But anyway, it is. They are the people that brought you the... Pizza palette that sort of went viral because it was so gimmicky. Mm. Fun, gimmicky. If you like pizza and makeup, okay, your world's combined, you get it. But I think the popularity of that, they have rolled with it, which is fair. If people, but I think the next products coming up will test whether or not
people actually
want it, or if it was just the novelty of the first release. Because often what happens is if there's something that's really sort of gimmicky and different, people go, oh, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
But then they're like, I don't actually want all my makeup to be food related. No. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But they have shown a burger palette coming in spring 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying world's first burger palette. Well, I wonder why, because... burger palette. Anyway, so it's got 16 of America's most delicious toppings, such as ketchup, mustard, lettuce, tomato, pickles, avocado, bacon, and a variety of cheeses. So that gives you an understanding of what roughly colors will be there, 16 shades. But they've also, I think they were so excited that people were talking about that, that they've announced another thing, which is the Viva Taco palette. So this is coming. They're really like showing things early. So it's dropping the 5th of May, which is my birthday, but it's also for Cinco de Mayo. So, or de Mayo.
Again, like we've got guacamole and cheese. Like I feel like
they're hitting the same notes.
The problem with making food related palettes is that
you're limited.
You're very limited.
It's pretty much brown, green red, and yellow. Pretty much.
Radishes, they're purple.
Ish.
Corn. Again yellow.
Yeah, you're limited. You can't start going aqua colours and, you know, things like that. But
you know what? I don't want the palette. I actually want that taco. It looks fucking delicious.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I think what a lot of people have said,
I just want a makeup brand that comes to my house and feeds me.
That's called Uber Eats. No, but I feel like what a lot of people have said in response to this when I've posted about it, they are saying, look, I don't want the palette, but I really want a burger. And I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah.
So I think this is really interesting because, once again, they're expanding on this idea that this gimmick is going to sustain people's attention.
Yeah.
And we will see over the next couple of releases how successful that really is.
Yeah.
Because I think, I think there's a market for it, but I don't think serious makeup users are going to be like, oh, I'm going to work today with my burger palette. Like, I feel like
tacos on my eyes.
Yeah. I feel like it's a bit funny.
Yeah. Kylie Cosmetics. So they are expanding their liquid lipstick ranges.
Yeah. Well, what they've done, they've released a bunch of new lip kit shades and 9-pan palettes in Ulta.
Ulta, yeah.
So, I don't know if I'm getting old. Have they released these on their website or are they? Yeah. I just feel like they've taken bigger palettes and turned them into 9-pan palettes.
Yeah.
Anyway, these palettes and new lip kits are in Ulta, but what they have done.
There's that brown one I said ColourPop should make.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Fair. But what they also did as like an Ulta exclusive is create a new lip kit called Ulta Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new sort of brownie nude shade called Ulta Beauty.
Great.
That's that exciting. She's also added 5 new shades of the high gloss. And I'm going to tell you, I sort of want them. Like, this is part of me. I'm like, damn it. I don't really like... I know. I'm like, I'm not going to order from Kylie Cosmetics anytime soon.
No.
But these lip swatches, I'm like, I want that on my face.
I want this pretty nude shade.
Yeah, I even like the clear. For some reason, I get it. I like it.
What?
So, I don't know what it is.
I don't buy Kylie Cosmetics. Stop making me want
this. And I've got so many lip glosses that I barely use. But for some reason, I'm like, you have my attention, Kylie.
You know what I regret not buying from Kylie Cosmetics?
These lip glosses.
that'll be a regret. The holiday palette.
Yes.
She did 2 of them. Not this year just gone, but the year before.
Oh, you're talking about the one with like the dark red. They brought that back, I think.
I know. Got it.
Is it? Maybe it's available. We'll have a look
later. It might be.
Chuck in a lip gloss.
Well, I know. Thanks. Well, look. Is there a free shipping cap? Because if there is, we've got to reach it.
I think there might be, actually.
Lime Crime.
Yes.
We have soft matte blushes. So these are retailing for like $32 Australian.
They're called the Softwear Blush.
Yeah.
Do you get it? It's like software, soft wearing. Yep. I think it's actually kind of cute. And they've all called them things like Gigabyte, Pixel, Digital, Dark Web. I think these are actually...
I like it.
I kind of dig it. Like, it's weird.
It's a bit geeky.
It's geeky.
It's what I would expect from Lime Crime.
And because we're on the internet so much, I'm like,
I know,
I like it.
So the formula is a cream to powder, and they say it's virtually weightless and never oily or sticky like a liquid or gel blush. And they say to apply it with fingers or a blush brush. Look, I will try it. You know what I want? I want that.
Yeah.
Zip.
Yeah.
Zip soft matte.
There are some really pretty shades in there. And I do actually quite like this sort of cream to powder formula. Yeah. They actually are very flattering. And if you do have really set makeup, it doesn't disrupt it that much generally. So I think this is kind of cool. What I also like is there are some really, like, if you look at these swatches, there's everything from what looks like yellow through to purple, pink, coral, orange.
Nude. Yeah. What's that nude shade?
Which one? Zip?
Java. Java and Zip.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I think there's some really pretty stuff here. Shit. Some look more shimmery, some look matte. So you've got a variety of stuff here.
I like the packaging too.
Yeah.
Give me one.
I don't hate it.
All three. Fuck. I'm not allowed to buy blush.
Yeah. But these are $22.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Menagerie Cosmetics. We've seen a sneak peek of two single eyeshadows. The shades are Huchira. Is that right? And Pack Leader. So these are going to be single shadows in matte and metallic finishes, and some of them are coming from the Feral and Dragon Child palettes. So they'll retail, the mattes will be $4 each, the metallics $5 each. They contain about 2 grams of product, and they're magnetic. So
they're releasing singles.
Yeah.
We've also seen their new shade, Wolfling, which is the one that they added into that palette when they took out the nudes.
It's a beauty.
Yeah, and it's like a duochrome colour. So these are releasing Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I actually don't hate this. Even though they're in palettes, I like it.
Because
it means I can just buy the ones I want.
Yeah, and that's fair. And if you don't actually want to buy a full palette, you can sort of stagger it or make your own palette, which I think is not a bad move. All right, we've got new foundations from Nabla. So these are the close-up futuristic foundation. So they're weightless, ultra-buildable, that gives your skin a three-dimensional and naturally radiant matte effect. I would say that my face is three-dimensional. Does that mean it's going to emphasize pores?
Potentially.
Three-dimensional.
Look, I'm intrigued. The buzzwords are great. Tell me what's not in it. But whenever brands say it's like a, what do they say? Luminizing?
Naturally radiant matte.
I'm like,
We'll see.
Maybe.
But yeah, I think because they're called close-up, I feel like
it's meant to be a perfecting. Like, yes.
It should blur the bad,
emphasize the good, make you look amazing.
Yes, I think it should, but we've seen the color range and it's a decent color range for a start. Like there's 20 shades and there's quite a lot of deep shades.
Yeah.
There's one very, very, very fair shade.
It's almost white. Yeah.
So I think they looks like there's different undertones and whatnot. So I think it's a good starting range. Yeah. And this is launching soon along with pressed powders, powder brush, a precision powder brush and a big powder brush. So they're adding a bunch of stuff to their like base products to their range and we will update you when we know more.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Natasha Denono.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a new palette. It is the Bieber palette.
Yeah, the all neutral Bieber palette.
Mm.
Now it's interesting. We were trying to look up before what Bieber means.
Yeah.
Which we couldn't find anything that sort of made sense. So in Australia, there is the Bieber Hair Academies.
Yeah.
And that is the same logo as a clothing brand that was available in like the 70s, I think, 60s and 70s. Yeah. I think it was started in the UK. So I don't know what the Bieber reference is, but it's essentially a new palette in that same sort of 15 pan format.
Maybe it is supposed to represent hair. Different shades of brown hair.
And grey.
And blonde and grey.
It could be. The hair palette.
Oh,
the
I'm Bieber reaching.
Hair Academy palette.
Look,
I'm going to say, these are hair colours.
They are. Look, I want that Bieber name to make sense to me so badly.
Yeah.
It actually, like, it kind of frustrates
me. I was thinking if it's a reference to the clothes in, like, the 70s, this makes sense because there's a lot of browns in the 70s.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But anyway, this is a 15-pan palette. It's the same format as the Tropic palette and the Safari palette. Some of these shades are from the Tropic palette, but because that was a limited edition palette, and I think this is a permanent. They've sort of taken some popular shades from that, brown shades, let's be real, and put it into this. So it's the all neutral palette, so it's designed to be quite basic brown.
Yeah.
There are some grays, there are some different undertones. Some have like mauvey undertones, some have yellow undertones, some have gray undertones, and then there are a couple of shimmers, but mostly matte. So this is available 15th of March at Sephora exclusively, but then launching elsewhere mid-April for $129 US. So
yeah,
if you do like the formula and you like a warm toned, like see here, it's like a warm toned browns, more neutral browns,
and then
cool tone shades.
Yeah.
So this is would be great for like bridal work, so you know, your basic makeup. But she's really like, I thought when she brought out the camel palette, I was like, look, that's interesting. It's not a popular move, as in like trendy move,
but it
makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think this is the same. And when you look at the swatches, you're like, okay, there is different shades in there.
Mm.
Do we have them? Probably. But
yeah,
if you want them all in one palette, there you go.
From NYX, we have something a little bit new. These are the Off Tropic Liners. I'm actually a bit confused by these. They look like, I don't understand. They almost look like they're meant to be some sort of strange clear liner, but I think it's actually a pen. Or like a cream pencil. Like, do you kind of see what I'm getting at with that, like, clear?
Yeah, I don't, is that the pencil part or is the other end the pencil part?
The other end's the pencil part, but
so it's just weird packaging.
I think it's just weird packaging.
Look, it looks like to me, no, that doesn't even make sense. I was going to say, it looks like they're showing you that you have, like, look how much pencil you have. But that's not
but
it.
But it's not it.
I don't understand. They're limited edition. I like the colours.
I like the colours too. It's, I think I like the packaging more than I like the swatches.
No, that's fair. That's
but
fair.
Anyway, if they intrigue you as well, I can see people going and buying them.
Yeah,
there you
interesting.
Go.
All right, Sourcebox Cosmetics is a mm-hmm. brand that we don't talk about too often because I don't release things every week,
mm-hmm.
unlike ColourPop. But they're showing this. So it's packaging for what looks like a lip product.
Yeah.
They're known for their eyeshadow palettes.
Yeah.
So they're expanding, which is good. There you go.
Cool. Sephora.
Yeah, Sephora collection.
So they've teamed up with Marvel.
I know. And this is available in China and I think it was Thailand.
Okay.
So this was like really, I don't know, it didn't hit the radar very quickly. It took a while. Like we featured it on Instagram when it was, there was only maybe two or three tags of people showing it. And it was people training. I think there was staff being trained at Sephora and they were showing it on their sort of Instagram stories.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first we ever saw of it. And then we looked a bit deeper and Sephora Thailand had this already available. So I don't know if it's coming elsewhere or if it's just going to be like an Asian region product because it's strange. But it's quite an, is it an extensive collection?
I think it is to some extent. So it contains a metallic eyeshadow palette and a Thor eyeshadow palette. There's a Black Panther highlighting palette, the double-ended lipsticks and glosses in a red, a pink and an orange shade. There's the double-ended eyeshadow pen, the Invisilk. Face mask set, the mini Kiss Me Balm Trio, and the Captain America blush palette. So, I mean,
yeah.
Look, the lip balm things,
the little dome things.
Yeah,
weird.
What even is that? Nothing.
Yeah.
It's lip balms that are already sold as for are put into a Captain America like packaging.
Yeah, yeah.
The face masks, they are themed. There's also brush sets that, is that stamped? It is. Yeah. So they're themed. Same with the eye and the lip products and everything else. I think the lip balms are the
weird
strange
things that once you take the packaging off, you don't get the sort of Marvel influence.
Yeah.
Look, this is... Okay, I find this is a little bit of a shame because I think if you're going to use Marvel properties, and these are some major Marvel properties.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Avengers, we've got Black Panther, we've got Captain America, we've got Thor, we've got Iron Man, we've got all these big, big, big billion-dollar properties.
Yeah.
And they're just sticking stupid logos on children palettes. Like,
I totally understand where you're coming from because I don't look at this stuff and go, holy shit, like, that's some cool Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
I look at this and I go, oh, it's like Sephora's cheapest shit.
Yeah, with like the pans shaped like Iron Man or a hammer, and then all of a sudden they're like, this is. You want to buy this.
I don't want to buy it but at all.
I also want to say that this highlighter palette, this Black Panther one, the colors are very reminiscent of, what was the second Anastasia Beverly Hills?
Aurora?
Yes, Aurora. Yeah. So it's got that sort of, these are sort of those color shifting blue, purple, peach, white, and it's very, very reminiscent of... something that's already been done a couple of years ago now. So
it's true.
I think a lot of people are quite disappointed in this, and I totally understand. I think the one thing that actually looks cool is the Captain America Shield blush.
I agree.
Because that the reference is quite strong there.
Yeah.
But everything else just looks like cheap Sephora collection products logos slapped on them.
Yeah.
And the only people that I've heard say that they want this are people that are diehard Marvel fans that are like, I don't like this, but because it's Marvel, I want it.
That's fair. I understand that.
But people that are like, oh yeah, I like Marvel and I would buy a Marvel collection are like, this hasn't done it for me.
Yeah.
And I'm in that sort of field. Like,
yeah.
If it was something really cool,
I'd
go, yeah, Marvel, awesome. I'll give it a go. But this, I'm like, this is uninspired and boring.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's coming anywhere but, like...
Asian markets.
Yeah. So they might have only got the rights in the Asian market to get it.
Potentially,
so
yeah.
Might not be our problem.
Oh, well, I suppose we'll see.
Yeah.
As long as this isn't what Urban Decay is doing with
Game of Thrones. If Urban Decay do this, I'm gonna actually hunt them down and throw something at them.
Could you imagine if Sephora got the rights for Game of Thrones and they did something like that? Little wolf head eyeshadows.
Look, I don't have a table in front of me, but I would flip a fucking table.
I would, what's the... From the cartoon where he's like a tornado...
Oh, Tasmanian Devil.
That's it. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And then I would explode.
Fair.
Just fucking nuke the world. Off we go. Fuck yous all.
We gotta start again because
We don't allow this to happen in these
Let's
parts.
Let's start that again.
We take responsibility and we start over.
Yeah.
All right. Sol de Janeiro. We've got some new things. Sam This Way, Goldie Rocks, and Master Flash. They're three new ways to glow. So these are limited edition glow oil shades. They're launching on the 19th of March from the Sol de Janeiro website and online at Sephora.
Yeah, so these are oils that have shimmer in them and you get one very like deep bronzy gold, sort of like a, I want to say off-white, but that's probably not the right term, like a light... Champagne-y gold.
Yeah.
And then this pinky one with the blue.
I love it.
I know.
It's beautiful.
Look, this was news that I was like, this is kind of boring. I don't want to talk about it. But I saw the pink one, I was like, oh my God, I want it.
It's beautiful.
So I thought we should mention it. But we don't have too much more information about that. But if you do want a glow oil.
When that comes to Mecca, I'm going to be in there going, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah. Smear it on my body so I can put my... tracksuit pants on and not leave the house.
Let me buy it so I can't use it through winter.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're limited edition. So keep that in mind.
Yes, and I don't even know if they'll come to Australia. Let's be real.
I don't know.
All right, The Ordinary has released their first ever cleanser.
They have.
I had no idea that they didn't have a cleanser in their range, and now that I think about it, I'm like,
oh, what? Yeah.
Like a whole skincare range. without a cleanser.
I know. It's actually kind of surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, I look back and I'm like, wait, if you actually wanted to buy your whole skincare range using The Ordinary, which a lot of people sort of did,
yeah,
you can't cleanse your face.
I know, right? I know. So this is a squalane cleanser. It contains squalane, obviously, and other gentle esters that work to trap and dissolve facial impurities and makeup, even waterproof mascara. It says that it's supposed to emulsify, so it should be easy to rinse away from the skin. So it's interesting. They say that it undergoes three textural phases. The first one is it's balm-like when you squeeze it out of the tube. Then it becomes an oil after rubbing it between the palms of your hands. And then it turns into a milk when you combine it with water to emulsify it. And then you rinse it away and off you go.
And then it turns into grey water.
Yeah.
No, I just feel like...
down the sink. Bye-bye.
I feel like even though it's great that they're bringing out a cleanser, and I love cleansers that emulsify, I feel like their spiel about it,
yeah,
I'm like, that's an emulsifying cleanser.
Yeah, I know. We've had them for a long
yeah,
time.
You're not reinventing, like, the whole cleansing routine. Like, you don't need to write essays about it.
Every time I mention this product, people hate me.
Am I about to hate you, Hayley?
No.
Cool.
You'll be like, oh, yeah, that's fucking fair.
that's something I'd say. So, you're right.
So Niod, which is Deciem's sort of, it's kind of like The Ordinary, but it's their, like,
high-end
version.
Very complicated.
Yeah, complicated formulas. Skincare that really do a good job, but they're, like, targeted. So similar to this. They have a low viscosity cleansing ester, and it is sort of like a, it almost feels like a really fluid oil, like it almost feels like water, and that is supposed to emulsify. It says it on their website. Don't get up in arms and say, no, it's not true. This is what people have a dig at me about. Yeah. It's supposed to emulsify, and sorry, but it doesn't.
That's annoying.
So I just
questioned their definition of emulsifying.
I question their definition of a milk.
Yeah.
I want to see someone else use it before I do, because I don't need another, like, oil-based cleanser that doesn't emulsify in my life. They give me a headache.
Yeah, because if you have oily skin and you step out of the shower or something and it's just feel oily.
Yeah.
And I rage.
The thing about it is, like, you know that you've used it to, like, you know, break up your makeup, and you're like, great, now I have oil and makeup
just
stuck
smeared on your face. Yes. And you have to go in with, like, a toner or like a micellar water. I'm like, what the fuck was the point of that?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's
when, like, they work well, but when they don't,
exactly,
they're a waste of my time,
you know,
and money.
That's a thing. But anyway, this is a 50 mil tube, and they're working on creating an even bigger one. So,
and they're saying you have to use a small
thing. Yeah, you only use it a tiny bit. It goes a long way, because the balm becomes an oil, essentially.
Yeah.
Look, I would be willing to try this. I would.
Yeah.
But I want to make sure that it emulsifies first.
Well, do you know what I want to do? I want to buy it at Priceline and a 40% off sale.
That's what I want to do.
So I'm going to wait for that to happen.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So this is $13.90 Australian. Mm. So very, very affordable. This is probably more like $9.95 US, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Whatever. But very, very affordable.
Mm.
So good. Very good.
I think people will be excited about it.
Yes. I'm just surprised I didn't have that in there. Like, cleansers are pretty basic, and I understand that they clearly want to make a complicated one.
Yeah.
But you could have just put a gel one in there for the people that were using your products 2 years ago. I'm like, now I need to fucking buy another cleanser.
Yeah.
Because you don't offer one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's fair.
All right. This is just something. Jared Blandino from Too Faced showed these... What did he call it? What's his dog called?
Clover.
Clover, that's right. Clover brushes.
Mm.
And he just captioned possibilities, ... So it looks like he's really trying to make his dog cool again.
Look, I I'm going to say this. No one loves your dog as much as you love your dog. And it's the same as your kid. I'm very sorry, that's Jared. True. I'm very sorry. Like, you can love someone else's pet. You can be like, oh my God, that's so cute. But that doesn't mean you want its little plastic cartoon head on brushes. Yes.
See, I've looked at buying, you can buy these socks that you can either get people's faces or dogs' faces or cats' faces, and you upload an image and they cut out the face, and you can either have a repeated one, like pattern, or you can get have like up to like, I think, 3 images repeated. Like, and I'm like, that's a good present for my boyfriend. He'll like, and I'll get me one too. But of the cat.
Exactly.
But they're our cats.
Exactly.
I'm not going to sell it as merch because no one wants my cat on their socks.
You always love what is yours so much more than anyone else will.
Because if that wasn't the case, it'd be weird.
Yeah. So, look, I understand that Jared's like, look at my dog. He's so cute. Yeah, he's pretty cute, but...
I've seen cuter. I'm just putting it out there.
Older shade. Oh my God. Anyway, there we go. So probably another whole big clover collection to come.
Yeah. All right. We've got new somethings from Winky Lux. These are 2 new pH lip balms in the limited edition kind of confetti range. I think they've got 1 permanent confetti shade, and they've added in 2 new shades, I think.
Okay, cool.
So there's lavender and rainbow. Now, I think we saw rainbow when they launched at Sephora. Mm-hmm. And it was like a Sephora exclusive, I think. Look, this is going back last year, but these are now available on the Winky Lux website for $16 each. So if you like these sort of pH color transforming lip balms, they have glitter in them, but they've got slightly different tones. So there's that. I do want to say... And this got me. I don't know if it's going to get you.
Oh, here we go.
So you know how last year they brought out their watermelon pH balm?
Yeah.
And look, we were saying, I believe, if I remember correctly, I wish that was just a normal lip balm because I don't want the pH bullshit.
Yeah, hate it.
Swatched, it actually looks rad.
Whoa.
That's actually not a bad color. When I saw that, I was like, oh, now I have to go buy that.
Dermalogica.
Yes, we forgot about this. They have over a thingsy. Oopsie daisy.
All right, so this is Prisma Protect. It defends against visible light, free radical damage, and pollution. It's a moisture magnet, so it's going to hydrate for visibly smooth skin all day long. And
I don't know how that is. How does that even make any sense?
I reckon, is this an April Fool's joke? No.
It's not April,
I know, but I'm like, is it coming on April 1st?
Yeah.
All right, the next point is... get ready. Intelligent drone technology boosts skin's natural luminosity. Coming March 8th.
And they also say they've got matcha tea, quenches free radicals and helps defend skin against pollution. Sage to help brighten, soothe, and even skin tone. I don't, so they've got
drones.
They've got moisture magnets and drones. I don't get it, but I like Dermalogica products. So I'm happy to give them a pass for that. But I really want to sit down with someone and say, what drone technology have you used in your moisturizer? Yeah,
I know. I feel like you're being a bit dicky. Tell me what's not in it.
Batteries. Fucking hell. Drone technology.
Oh, it's great. That's gold. It's probably the most ridiculous thing
we've heard for a while. Yeah. And I feel like until they actually explain it in depth, they shouldn't actually make those claims because it just makes them look like weird conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, I know.
It's the drone technology in my skincare. You don't understand. We're being watched. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's
crazy. We don't need to implant chips. We just put it in your skincare drones its way under the skin.
Watch your privacy. Your skincare is now monitoring you. That's what that sounds like. It sounds ridiculous.
Oh, anyway, I like it.
That's that. The last thing we're going to talk about, and this is kind of really, really, really boring, but I wanted to mention it because we've had in the past a few people go, you don't talk about new EXO beauty stuff. And I'm like, they release something new every year.
Yeah, they don't release.
So we do talk about it.
We do talk about it.
It's just few and far between. Yeah,
That's true.
Yeah.
So this is the vegan and cruelty-free gentle lash adhesive glue. So this is a clear glue that dries clear, and it's good for strip and individual lashes.
Yeah.
5 gram tube. The applicator is a brush, and it is available now on exobeautyshop.com. Also, something I do know.
Oh, she got engaged.
She did. Oh, yes.
Not that. Okay.
Congratulations. No, well, that's good news.
I thought that's what we were talking about.
I was actually, she did a video where she was talking about getting engaged, and this is where I learned the extra information. She's working on eyeshadows.
Yeah, good on
her. Her own eyeshadows. So there we go.
Good.
Yeah.
Expand.
Happy Very days. Good thing. Getting married and eyeshadows.
Yeah. All right, we've got another thing. My God, why do we do this to ourselves?
Just look, you know why we forgot about this, right?
Because it's shit.
Exactly, because it's Tarte, another fucking foundation.
Yes, so we did talk about their face shape foundation. So that wasn't, what was that what it was? Okay, I'm like, did I get that really wrong? No.
No, I think that whole line is hilarious.
Fair.
I just think everything Tarte does with foundation turns to shit these days.
Yeah, anyway.
So funny.
There was that. And then we saw last week, once again, after filming, that there is a new foundation coming.
Mm-hmm. Found sealer.
Yes, they're calling it a found sealer, but they don't even really explain why they're calling it a found sealer. Now, I feel like it's a cross between a foundation and concealer, but they don't actually say that. All they say is that it's a multitasking foundation with broad spectrum SPF 20.
You know what it's going to be. It's going to be sheer coverage, dewy matte.
Buildable. So it's a concealer.
Full coverage.
Yeah. So they're saying that it's vegan, plant-based... Plant-powered, sorry, and there's 30 shades. So there's quite fairish through to deep, so they're learning from the past mistakes, which is great. But they don't address the found sealer name anywhere. I don't understand. They're not even really explaining the formula.
No, it's just
like... They're just saying...
Like for like, tag a friend.
They're trying to give it away. They're doing heaps of, like, giveaways with this. They're talking about the shade range, the ingredients, but not what the finish is like.
No.
And not even when it releases.
The only good thing I'm going to say about this is airless pump.
Yes. Well done. Airless pump's great. And it looks like they're going to be releasing it with a sponge and a brush.
Mm.
But so far, that's all the information. Name, ingredients, shade range... Like to win, tag a friend. So that's all we're getting at the moment. So that's going to be coming soon. And we'll probably not want to talk about it again.
I know.
Found sealer.
Found sealer.
Can you imagine just a wave
Shake
of
face?
Yeah. Can you just imagine a wave of like YouTubers that are like, I'm using my found sealer. And you're like, no, you're not. That's a foundation. Calm your farm.
Stop it.
Go away. You're dead to me.
I hate it.
We're over it.
Burn it.
Burn it.
All right. We need to dedicate this episode of Beauty News to a Beauty News VIP.
Let's do it.
We're not going to burn this one. This episode goes out to Penny.
Penny.
Thank you so much for supporting.
Penny and me tonight.
Yeah. Thank you so much for supporting Beauty News.
Yes,
and thank you to
Penny.
Everyone who supports Beauty News, however you choose to do it.
Yes, and I've come up with an emoji.
Yes.
It is a UFO because they're coming in your skincare. They're monitoring you while you sleep.
Drone technology.
Drone technology in your skincare.
Found sealer.
Found sealer.
Oh my God. Found sealer. That's what it's about. They're going to find you with their found sealer.
They're watching you.
Oh, mate. It's over. Shit. It's all over. Give up.
Can
Off
you imagine
the grid we
that,
go.
Yeah. I'm not wearing foundation anymore or skincare because they're watching me and they're figuring out where I live and they know what I eat and they know what my underpants looks like. Oh, my God. It's the government shit. Coming for me again.
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
So UFOs.
It's UFOs. That's our emoji of the episode. Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, we're going to wrap it up. We hope you enjoyed this very silly episode of Beauty News, and we will see you in the next one.
Bye, guys. Bye.